was a good buzz about the squad, like, and you know, every man gets on with one another, and the crack's good and on the field and on the training field, and the mood's good, I suppose, and that comes with winning games. Like,
just now looking forward to your third All-Ireland semi-final, hoping obviously for a case of third time lucky.
I've never thought in the third time lucky. Hopefully now, but I suppose last year we were only kick a ball away from beating Dublin, you know, and getting to an All-Ireland final. But I think you know, I definitely think, and I'd say it's probably the mentality of the rest of the players, there's no regrets from that game. There's one thing definitely we'll take a lot of positives from that game, and a lot of things to learn from that game, like, and hopefully that we'll take that into the game against Cork, and hopefully it'll help us to get a result against
them. I suppose your own story as well this year, you're scoring fantastically this year, you're enjoying football, and I mean you really do seem to be in a good place yourself with your own game at the minute.
And I would have been happier with my game this time last year, or post the Down game and the Kerry game. I feel I'm getting sharper and fitter, like, and I'm happy with where I'm at now at the minute, but I know myself that I have to keep working in the training field, and my level of the last game is not going to be good enough for against Cork. You know, I'm going to have to put another couple of notches, and I'm going to have to work even harder, and you know, hopefully that'll be enough.
As a member of the squad that's been around, I suppose, and you've seen plenty of dark days in Donegal squads, what has the last 2 years been like, Colin, you know, and experiencing the euphoria of two Ulster titles and now two All-Ireland semi-finals?
Well, the last 2 years have been brilliant to be a part of. Like, you know, I suppose you think it's easy saying that when you've won two Ulster titles and you've won a league and you're back in your second All-Ireland semi-final, but it's not just the success on the field that's enjoyable. You know, every night we're going up training, you know, you'd be going up in the car, you might be thinking, oh, it's going to be a tough session, but every night you get up, you're really looking forward to it, you know, and every session's enjoyable, and you leave every session feeling good, like. And
there must be a great buzz around Chris Lewis and Fanny Colin, I think six of you on the panel, like, there must be, you know, within that community in St. Michael's, it must give the whole thing a real lift for all of you to be involved.
Ah, without a shadow of doubt, like, you'd be chatting to them when you go back home, and you know, I was delighted to see you see them being happy for us, you know, and happy for the six of us, and you know, that's where we came from, and it's just, you'd be delighted going back and chatting to them after games, and you know, meeting them after games and that, and it's brilliant, the joy it brings to them too, you know, and obviously they feel they've been part of it, and so they have, you know, they've trained us on underage and been involved with us in club matches, and you know, I suppose they feel as if they own us, and rightly so.
A lot of people say, Colin, that the semi-finals are probably more tough than finals, in the sense that you're trying to break the barrier to get into the final.
Well, I suppose Dublin would say that, and I have, you know, that Dublin team won All-Ireland last year. I think there was five semi-finals they lost in. Hopefully we'll not be saying that after Sunday week. Hopefully we'll be saying the All-Ireland final is the hard one to win, like.
I suppose you are so close now to an All-Ireland final. As we said earlier, 70 minutes away, so it's, I suppose, really all about now the last 18 months put into that 70 minutes.
I suppose that 70 minutes, it's, you know, a lot of work on the last 18 months, but we just don't go out into the field, and that 18 months doesn't just kick in. We have to go out and work hard, and we have to realise that we're going to have to work harder than we ever worked before if we want to beat Cork.